Yesterday was the last day of the GBC meetings, although today I still have another day with the European GBC. That's in the morning, and in the afternoon there'll be kirtans in front of Panchatattva. The next 3 days are kirtans in the temple room, and they're led by different senior devotees. And my slot goes, I think, from 4:15 after the deities rise till around 5:30. I hope I'll be able to sing that long. I still have a little, still get a little short of breath from, I guess, whatever infection I had, lung infection. But I'll be very happy to be able to chant Hare Krishna. And for the next 2 weeks, I'll be here in Mayapur participating in festivals, chanting Hare Krishna, hopefully being able to catch up on some reading. And I'm going to begin my writing the book on New Brajadan. I would really like to finish that as an offering to Radhe Shyam. It's meant to be a small book on the glorification of New Brajadam, and the book on the guru and the institution, since that is going to be based upon a lot of feedback from our subcommittee. That is something that only has to be done for next year. So I have time to work on that. The weather is still holding up, or rather I should say that it's changed for the better. And once again, the sun is shining. It's a beautiful mid-spring day here in Mayapur Dham. Mayapur Dham, in which Panchatattva have such a extraordinary, powerful presence. I can only liken it to Jagannath, Lord Jagannath and Jagannath Puri. I know when we go to Jagannath Puri, although there are so many deities there, it's just so obvious that Lord Jagannath is the presiding deity. He has such an extraordinary presence. The chakra is visible anywhere within the city. Jagannath is just, he's on everyone's lips. He's in every, his picture is in every shop. His transcendental influence is perceivable everywhere by everyone. And so it's the same here for Panchatattva. Panchatattva are so obviously the presiding deity of Sri Dhammaya. Their presence can be felt everywhere. Their mercy can be felt everywhere. After all, they are the ones who are inaugurating, supporting, enthusing the spreading of the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. And while Lord Nrisimhadev is greatly powerful, Radha Madhava and Asta Sakti is very attractive, but no doubt Panchatattva is the boss. And what are they saying? Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chandra Bole. I'm just continuing from yesterday's Arulogaya Kirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is calling. Wake up, wake up. Do we hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's call? Srila Prabhupada had communicated to us Lord Chaitanya's calling to us. We're sleeping. We're sleeping in the depth of ignorance. And now he's asking us to wake up. And we've waken up, we've taken to the path of devotional service to greater or lesser degrees, chanting Hare Krishna. And yet still, kota nidra jayumaya pisachira kole, still, although we're practicing Krishna consciousness, although not in the lap of the witch called Maya, still we're somehow or another under the influence of this material energy. And we want to become free from the influence of these three modes. The conditioned souls are sleeping in the lap of Maya Devi. We may have risen from the lap and we are trying to run away from her, but still witches have their spell. They cast magical spells, and they still exert their influence from a distance. The material energy in the form of modes of ignorance and passion particularly, and still even in the mode of goodness, still maintains her influence upon us. We need to sever that connection with the material energy and come to the spiritual platform. Bhaji Bhavali Shisham Sharabitari Bhuliyaro Iletumi Abhidyar Rabhari. We're lost in this material world, this material world of birth and death. Why? Because we've forgotten the way of devotional service. Devotional service means pure devotional service, the path that leads to Krishna. Anyabhilashita Shunyam. We don't want any material benefit. We don't want liberation, freedom from suffering. We don't want to acquire some kind of power or city. This is still Maya's influence. And even though we sometimes practice devotional service, but sometimes we also forget the path of pure devotional service, we let ourselves again become influenced by that spell of Maya Devi from far away. She's still drawing upon the impurities within our hearts. Tomara loite ami hoinu avatar, ami bina bandhu areke ache tomar. Ami bina bandhu, bina. Aside from me, you have no friend. Are we really convinced that aside from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, aside from Panchatattva, we have no friend in this world? Of course, those Vaishnavas who embody Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, who embody Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, they're also our friends, because they are the representatives of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But aside from this package, aside from this perception, do we think that we really have other friends? Do we think that others can benefit us? Do we think that other things can benefit us? Because there's only one thing that can save us from this material world. And what is that? Harinama Mahamantra Lalo Tumi Magi. Just this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This Ekanta Bhakti, this exclusive devotional service, that we have the holy name and we have nothing else. Or whatever else we have, it's simply in order to facilitate our dependence on the holy name. Here Shrida Mayapur is the land of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Here everything is made of the Mahamantra. The grass, the trees, the flowers, the people, the inhabitants, the air, everything is vibrating with the holy name of the Lord. Our business is to vibrate along with it, to vibrate in sync. There are different types of vibrations. Those who have studied electronics or wave mechanics, they know that sometimes waves cancel each other out, sometimes waves vibrate in order to amplify each other. Our chanting of Hare Krishna is meant to be in synchronization with the will of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with the chanting of the eternally liberated souls. And when chanting mixes with their chanting, then that chanting becomes amplified and amplified more and more. This is pure devotional service, and it's only possible in pure devotional service. All other types of chanting, it interferes, it diminishes the potency of our own chanting. And who should we follow? Mahajana Jena Gitasapanta. Bhakti Vinod Prabhu Charane Pariya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has taken shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. We need to take shelter of the Lord's lotus feet. We need to put the Lord's lotus feet upon our head, within our hearts, so that there's nothing else there. When we see Panchatattva, they have big feet, they have big lotus feet. And those lotus feet are such that when we allow them to come into our hearts, really allow them to come into our hearts, then they kick everything else away. Shri Harinama Mahamantra Layu Majiya. And how is it that you can take the Lord's lotus feet within your heart? Because you've taken this Mahamantra. Take the Mahamantra purely, chant the Mahamantra purely, make the Mahamantra your life, be convinced that nothing else in this world can save you other than this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Just keep the Maha Mantra on your lips always, whatever you are doing, whether you're eating or walking or talking, or let the Maha Mantra just beat within your heart like the echo of the spiritual world. And in that way, all of the things will be driven away and they will stay away. Lord Shiva says that when he chants the word Rama, when anyone chants the word Rama, the syllable Ra drives out the material energy, and Ma keeps the material energy from returning back in. So not only we must drive away the influence of this Maya witch, but we must always keep her out. And it's possible with the same one thing, and that is with the vibration of the holy name. Hare Krishna.